True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tomlin, and unfortunately, I think I speak for many when I say I don't trust you to get the job done. Seahawks 31, Steelers 17. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Major Filippone. He's Chris Muller. Donnie Football here, so is intern Jack. I would say that's another reality check game. And people were pretty fired up for this one. A lot of hype, a lot of Kool-Aid drinking, a lot of dreaming about Aaron Rodgers being the guy here and the Steelers being a dark horse contender and having their quarterback situation figured out for this season, coming off a 4-touchdown game. And then yesterday happened, Malzi. And Tomlin says, oh, don't cite singular plays. It's more than that. He's right. It's not just a loss to Seattle at home. They've lost 6 of their last 7 games. And their one win was a nail biter in which they needed their kicker to make a 60-yard field goal to beat the New York Jets. Did you see the New York Jets yesterday?
Not good.
So
I already saw a headline. Is Aaron Glenn on the hot seat? Is the honeymoon over? 2 games. That's how bad it was for them yesterday.
I'll let our listeners in the feedback to this statement be the ultimate judge, but you tell me if you disagree. They're not going to win a playoff game this year, and they're not going to compete for another Super Bowl as long as Mike Tomlin's their head coach. And I challenge anybody to tell me differently at 412-928-9370. After watching that team, that defense, and the details that they lost on, man. Why is Caleb Johnson even back returning kicks in the first place? He botched a return against the Jets. He makes Najee Davenport look like Devin Hester. He's got no, like, it's a miracle if he gets the ball to the 25-yard line. And that's like when he actually catches the ball and remembers the rule.
His very first touch in an NFL game was him stumbling over open grass or open turf on a kick return. Pony, he lumbers. I have no idea. You have two players that I think fans, for various reasons, would rather see back there. Scotty Miller is the fastest guy on the team, I'm told. Even faster than DK Metcalf if they had a straight line sprint, right? We heard that.
That's what Aaron Rodgers says. Quote, he can fly.
Line him up. And what's Deion Sanders' O-line? Oh, he's fast.
He can run.
Yes, he can run. Thank you.
He was talking about a white kid from Mount Lebanon.
Yes, Troy Apke. Anyway, why isn't he back there returning kicks as your primary guy? Or, just humor me, why isn't Roman Wilson back there doing it? Just two names that I could pick that are better at the job than a lumbering 225-pound rookie who does not appear to have vision, does not appear to have burst. Maybe that whooshing burst of his first training camp run was all he had in the tank for the entire year. It is a continuation, him even being back there, of the Steelers neglecting that position probably more than any team in the NFL. And just get the ball out there somewhere. We don't really care.
I mean,
care.
They did sign Cordarrelle Patterson last year to do it. One of the best of all time.
He was as fast as a tight end at that point.
Right. So you've got that. You've got a wide receiver, your wide receiver two, who you're all excited about, running the wrong route and taking a touchdown and turning it into an interception. You've got Mike Tomlin saying, we're going to do historic things. And then history was made yesterday. They became the first team ever on a third and goal at the 19-yard line to surrender a touchdown.
That's a little surprising.
If you had said to the Seahawks before that snap, hey, why don't we just call the whole thing off? We don't even have to run a play on third down. You don't even have to kick the field goal. We're just going to give you 3 points there. They would have taken it. They would have said, thank you.
Wait,
that's what we're playing for.
The field goal's good? Yeah. Let's just go right to the kickoff.
That run,
like an intentional walk in
that,
baseball.
That run play was called, let's play for the field goal.
They might have called that running play the specific direction it went. They might have asked Myers, would you rather kick this field goal from this hash or that hash as opposed to down the middle? Because he was lining all his kicks up on the left hash for
They're
extra points.
Playing for three.
And playing for position, possibly.
And a running back goes into the end zone on that play untouched.
Yeah. My dad and I were sitting watching that game, that part of the game. And he got up to like walk away and do something because we were at my sister's house and he like to like go look after one of the grandkids, I think. He goes, oh, you know, it'll be 27-17. I said, hey, come back in here. You're not going to believe this. And it was embarrassing. Pony, they had a play. We could talk about a lot of these different plays. They had a play where a guy I'd never heard of before named Robbie Utes pancaked one of their two off-ball backers so badly.
Yep.
That he pancaked the other off-ball backer who was chasing down behind him the play. When was the last time you saw anybody in the NFL on a lead block like that block somebody into oblivion so hard that he took out a teammate? That should be on Robbie Utes' career high. It might be the career highlight for Robbie Utes. He might never do something cooler than that again in his life. And those are supposed to be your really exciting second-year linebacker, mm-hmm. and B, your high-priced communication piece and three-down guy in the middle of your defense.
San Francisco held this team to 13 points in Seattle. They come here and score 31. The team you needed Chris Boswell to perform a miracle against to win had 3 points with about a minute left in the game against the Bills before they got a garbage time touchdown. Josh Allen got punched in the face and had to leave the game. Mm-hmm. Mitch Trubisky came in for Buffalo and in one play ended with more passing yards than Justin Fields. You needed to urinate blood for 3 hours to beat that team.
I believe Justin Fields' QBR in that game, had he had enough snaps, would have been one.
I will say it again. You can't just say it's one game. It's six of their last 7 games that they've lost. How does anybody out there have faith that Mike Tomlin is going to bring you back to the promised land, and even in the micro, is going to have you doing something you haven't done since 2016, which is win a playoff game? It's 4th and 1. He loves Aaron Rodgers so much. It's Aaron Rodgers' offense. You're the guy. I waited all offseason for you. We're at midfield. All we need is a yard. And he falls back on, my defense is going to win me this game. I've always won with defense. I'm a defensive guy. He punts, Seattle drives, kicks a field goal, and you never... That's it. I mean, you never get the lead again. It's never tied again.
I'm going to refrain from saying any more about that because you might hear more from me on that play in the
Donnie,
very near
future. 2 cents. You were there. You tailgated. There were Icy Light Mangoes. There was a Kenny Pickett jersey that was made into an Aaron Rodgers jersey. You were one of the 70,000 who were giving Aaron Rodgers a standing ovation when he ran out into the field. And then you watched the Steelers do what they've come to do often under Mike Tomlin, which is oversell and underdeliver.
The defense is just such a massive concern. I know the offense was ugly yesterday too, but through 2 games, I just don't know how you can watch that defense and not get incredibly frustrated after all they did was talk all offseason, whether it was Peyton Wilson saying he'd be the greatest cover linebacker of all time or Juan Thornhill were going to be one of the greatest defenses of all time or your own head coach whether it was for motivation or not, saying that this team would be historic. Little did he know they would be historic on the wrong end of things. They're terrible. It's a terrible defense. They have made Justin Fields look like a very good quarterback, followed by Sam Darnold outside of two interceptions in the game, one being a tip ball, be able to run his offense up and down the field. They made Cooper Kupp look like it was 2021 again. They made Kenneth Walker, who had 10 carries for 20 yards last week.
He got that on the first play.
He got that on several plays, if you wanted to just take individual plays where he had 20 or more yards.
They look like the Bengals. I mean, they, and I don't know if there are any answers coming down the pike because suddenly guys are getting longer in the tooth. TJ Watt had a couple of hurries, six straight games in the regular season, seven if you count the playoffs, without a sack for him. I don't really care about Mike Tomlin's explanation for that. Oh, well, they weren't in obvious passing downs. You're the defensive tactician. Find a way to get him loose. Find a way to allow him to do something to impact the game.
But that, and I'm not here to make any excuses for the defense, and I agree with Donnie. Like, the fact that they've gone this long with being a below average defense when they've so much invested in it with Mike Tomlin coaching, it is a joke.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They still could have won the game if they just executed plays you would expect the high school teams that Donnie watches on Fridays to do. Know the rule on a kickoff return. Run your route if you're a wide receiver. When a team is playing for a field goal, tackle the guy. When you only need a yard and you're at midfield, go for it. Those are very routine things that you should get right 100% of the time.
And what do we hear often about routine things?
You do them routinely. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt and my wife's going to sell it at her store for $30. Seriously.
They're not a good football team. I have one quick question for you. We picked this game Friday afternoon.
You picked Seattle.
Crowley also was on Seattle. I wasn't. Because I didn't really believe in Darnold. More on him later. Did you think it would look like this?
No, I didn't think they were going to give up 30-plus points.
Did you think
no.
it was going to be like a back-and-forth-ish kind of game where they just
I didn't think the Steelers were going to be able to
win
the battle against the Seahawks defensive line. And they ultimately didn't. Jalen Warren was their salvation, but it was because of one exhilarating pitch and catch where he looked like Barry Sanders on the play. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, and scoring a touchdown because of Nick Herbig's return.
Wasn't much.
You kicked field goals in this game.
It wasn't much.
You didn't have one drive off a kickoff where you started in your own territory and marched it downfield and scored a touchdown.
The other thing about them is
against Seattle,
they're not.
Who didn't have their best defensive back.
I know. They're not constructed as a team, the Steelers are, to make mistakes like the Calvin Austin mistake where Sanchez, who is by no means a future Hall of Fame quarterback.
He butt fumbled.
He calls out immediately what you're supposed to do if you're Austin on that route.
And like, so did Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers
called
it out
the game too.
There was no wondering about who screwed up on that.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.